I'm Randy Hahn, and you're listening to another podcast from Teal Town, USA.
Good evening, everyone. It is Thursday night, February 7th, 2019. The Sharks get revenge, all right. And they take down and beat down, not literally, but goal scoring wise, the Calgary Flames 5-2. This is your live and interactive Sharks post game show on YouTube. This is Teal Town After Dark. And we do this after every game. We want to thank our 1,155 subscribers. And if you haven't been a part of it, you can be a part of it. Join us in the YouTube chat on the page or the app. You can also add us on the Twitter machine at Teal Town USA, or just follow us on the social. You name it, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, and the YouTube. I feel like a defenseman on an odd man rush because I'm getting hit by a 2-on-1. Joining me on the other side of the Bay Area, AJ Strong and the lovely and talented Miss Rocket Backhander.
I liked your intro. It was very Wolf Blitzer of you. To those of you watching locally and around the world,
you're in the Situation Room. How are you guys?
Great.
Awesome. Even better now that this game has taken place, and we say hello to all of you in the chat. We will get to your comments shortly in here. We're already seeing a lot of fun. I swear, every podcast video is a lot. You know, I figured it out, guys. It's when I put up a graphic, like the full screen graphic, that it kind of AOLs my video just a skosh, and then it usually picks back it up. So with that,
whatever's going to happen.
I know. So let's get at it. And the Sharks and Flames got at it right off the bat. They had solid pace to the start. I thought they were going back and forth, almost playoff style a little bit. And then at 4:36, because it's become a tradition now, Jones lets in the first goal. Mark Jankowski, his ninth from Giordano and Brody. No, not Brazil. But Rocket, what did you take from the opening goal and in that opening pace? It seemed like it was a good one.
Yeah, I think that the Sharks have been planning this game since January 1st, essentially. And I think that that's enough time to get over the physical, I want to push you around and kind of get focused on what their actual goal is in the next matchup, which is to just pummel them into the ground. They did their homework. They were responsible for the most part, and they got the job done. I think it was an incredible work by the penalty kill unit, special teams, 4-on-4. They did really, really good, especially when 4-on-4 happened. I was surprised at how put together and just like they looked really prepared for that kind of play. So, yeah, I think it was good all the way around.
And they would get into some penalty troubles throughout the night. And of course, it's like AJ would say, it's not a hockey game unless Kevin LeBanc is sitting in a safe deposit box. He takes a tripping at 7:44. you know, thankfully, like Rocket said, AJ, the penalty kill came up to task tonight, big time.
Not only the penalty kill, the fourth line overall for me was pretty massive. Goodrow made some really smart plays tonight. Gambrell played inside like he should. I really liked what the fourth line brought to the party tonight. Solid PK, only one shot on goal allowed during LeBanc's trip to the what I call the ATM at this point.
The automated teller box, yes. At 10:55, little shenaniganery, as you two would say. Prout would go off for interference on Kane. Little words being said. Mike Smith, as his usual self, wanted to be a little chirpy on the bench, was chirping back at Kane. And
how'd that work out for you, pal?
Yeah, exactly. And just a little bit after that, Hurdle takes a slashing call, which
That was an aggravation penalty. Hurdle was pissed off.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly the best in the world, but at 12:39, as during that 4-on-4 play, I almost said Patrick, but it's Evander Kane with his 22nd of the year from Jumbo and Burns. Rocket, a delayed spinorama But, you know, I thought Kane really sent a message early on there, not with his fisticuffs tonight.
Yeah, no, he sent a very clear, consistent message the entire game. And again, I think I'm just going to say it again. You know, they had time to prepare and they prepared. It's very nice to witness a group of professionals. You know, they get paid for this. They study this 8 hours a day. This is what they do. It's nice to see them get together and be serious about something and get some serious work done so that when game day shows up, they're prepared. I mean, like, even though the refs were missing stuff and calling stuff and the penalties were really lopsided, they didn't lose their crap. They held it together. It was just really good to watch. And I love Evander Kane. I love him on this team. I'm so happy he's in San Jose. I love that guy so much.
But that pass to lead that from Jumbo banking it off the boards to find a streaking Kane, that was a thing of beauty.
That was a thing of beauty, and it set up a nice goal for Kaner, his 22nd on the year. He had tied Hurdle at that point. Hurdle would say, oh, yeah, in just a little bit. But first, the Flames then ended up going on the power play. But, oh, no, I paging Vesa-Toskala from 2006, David Rittich tries to go up in the middle of the ice to try to clear it. Burns blocks it. Puts it into open net, and AJ Burns' 11th goal, a shorty, back-to-back shorthanded goals by this team. Are we saying Norris Trophy?
Well, second shorthanded of his career, but the you can't say Toskala, dude. I mean, it's not like Rittich let in one, you know, like a 200-footer. You know, can't go full Toskala.
I just remember the Flame or the Oilers series where he just handed it off to Samsonov after he got out of the penalty box.
Yeah. Hey, man. Yeah. No, you got to appreciate what you said. I mean, again, smart play from Burns, seeing what was happening, taking advantage, using his speed, using his fat ass to get in the way, and just boom. That was, again, only the second in his career. You think about how long Burns has been in the league. That's amazing, but we will take it.
Yeah, and Rittich getting the quick leash from Bill Peters early on. Mike Smith is like, "Oh, I could do better." Oh yeah, oh yeah. You think you could do better? Oh, I don't think so. 22 seconds later, boom,
chirping like a chihuahua, yeah. And then lets in the first shot on goal he sees. Good for you,
it wasn't
Smitty.
Even a tough goal. It was something he should have had, and he just kind of like didn't half caught it and then batted it into his net.
The only thing that would have made that better if it was Kane that scored it.
Oh,
really? You're going full Pelosi, are
you? That's for you, Mike Smith.
Oh, full Pelosi. I love it.
Nice. So that was Hurdle's 23rd of the year. That's his new career high. Šimek, nice to see him get on the stat sheet there. Donskoy with the assist, a nice little tip in there. 3-1 Sharks, that's what it would end up after one period of play. Shots were 12-10 in favor of Calgary. Both teams were 0-4 on the power play. However, the Flames did give up that shorty. And then the faceoffs were relatively in favor of San Jose, 53-47. I thought the game just changed completely right then and there. I thought Calgary said, oh, crap, here we go. But they're staying with them. But AJ, then after those three goals, it's like, oh, crap. They're not trying to get retaliatory. They're going to retaliate on the scoreboard.
Well, and the Sharks were doing everything they could to try to help them out with all the penalties that were going. Because, I mean, again, it's some lazy penalty. I mean, the LeBanc trip on Monahan in the first, yeah, those are going to happen from time to time. But the Hurdle one, that's a, like I said, a frustration penalty.
The Kane penalty.
Yeah, Burns trips Frolik at 6:33, and you're going, okay, they're getting another opportunity. But I don't know. It the first 10 minutes of the second, it just was kind of the Sharks were just kind of a little bit in panic mode. Like they were trying to, I don't know, do too much. It felt like just lock it down, play north south. And they were, it seems like they're playing a little too east west. And you just want to play simple hockey when you're on the road, just keep it out of your zone. And they were having a hard time doing that. And you know, those first 12, 13 minutes were a little on edge, but Evander Kane would strike.
Yeah, he would get his second goal of the game, his 23rd from Donskoy and Hurdle.
And Shimmick, if they had tertiary assists.
Yes, nice way to get out of there. But I like how he crashed the net and, you know, banged home the rebound and everything, guys.
Yeah, that's what you do.
That's what you do, man. It's called hockey.
Crash the net. That's right. Let's do that hockey.
Yeah.
Yes. Tim Heed getting every opportunity right now with Erik Karlsson's absence. And I think this might be the third game in a row that he's taken a penalty. Hathaway gets slashed yet again. Heed, buddy, dude, you got to work on, you know, you're not going to see a lot of time on ice. Make the most of it. Play a cleaner game. I'm rooting for you, bro. I am so rooting for you, but you got to play a cleaner game. Heed slashes Hathaway at 17-19. And on the power play, Brody would slap one in from the blue line that unfortunately would kind of ricochet off of Braun past Jones. Can't fault Jones for that one.
Nope. And let's emphasize that was TJ Brody, not Brody Brazil. According to some of the chatter in the chat, what was it? Brody couldn't hit a one-timer if it saved his life. I think that's what it was. But wow. But you knew that Calgary was going to have that little push there. And it was, and you felt that with that goal kind of coming late. It wasn't like one of those last minute goals that they would carry that super momentum into the third. But I thought, what? Oh, go ahead.
No, it's just, I want to address the chat. That's very funny. Sleepy saying, is it me or does it seem like AJ and Rocket are not in the same room, but there's a split screen? I think it's because of that wall.
Yeah. So, yeah. That we're frame.
We're here. See?
But I like that line just happens to be fitting just perfectly.
It works perfectly.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for you guys to do that. Like we did that three-tier OBS thing. And while I'm just waiting for you, like, oh, right? Yeah, okay. Like I was doing earlier. After two periods, there's still the same shots. 12-10 in favor of Calgary, 24-20 in favor of Calgary there. Calgary did get one power play goal out of four tries, San Jose 0-4 themselves. But this time, Calgary dominating in the faceoff circle in the second period, 60-40. So we move on to the third hockey jerk. OMG, I'm living for AJ and Rocket podcasting together.
Having a good time in the chat right now.
I know they're having way too much fun. You guys do need to do a live Pucknologist in the same room together.
Indeed.
That would be epic.
Indeed. Yeah. So, because, and then we can just have a silhouette and yeah.
Yeah.
Right. We hide like, Jerk's face over or something. I don't know.
Put a cutout in between us.
Sure. Yeah.
Or we just like have like a Jerk with like the robber's mask and have the eyes poked out of the large beanie. Or I don't know.
We could give him a Guy Fawkes mask.
I feel like we've taken a weird turn.
Yes. Well, let's get to the third.
Right. So
Dilly Dilly, trippy. 2:42. And then that PK unit just
no, we're not going to gloss over the fact that Gaudreau went down like a glass of whiskey. It was really smooth, really easy. And it was the first of two times tonight that he did that. Johnny, I love you, bro, but you gotta keep your feet, man.
But maybe he's working on his like community acting career, you know, because after hockey, he's got to do something.
I figured it was like they were thinking about, we play Vancouver in 2 days. Got to get my dive on.
Jerk says, I may or may not be that black jersey behind Rocket's left shoulder.
That's true. Dun, dun, dun. But it was after Dylan tripped Johnny, it was a PK. Both ugly at times, but also really, really, I mean, just everybody collapsed in front of Jones. It was a case of, you know, no rubber shall get through. We're protecting you, Jones. We have it.
Like I said on Twitter, to quote Mike Amrick, if he was calling this game, what chaos?
Oh, no. It was very much like, none shall pass.
Yeah. It was a socialist effort from all of the Sharks. That were like, we're equal members in this.
But you know what? You make a great point there, Rocket. Coming together as a team for a common goal. And a common goal was to beat the Flames. So, right? 10-10, the goalies would get involved in the penalty. And, you know, Mike Smith decided to be a tripper. And,
well, he trips Sorensen, but the big thing for me was Thornton hitting the post on a wide open 6x4, man. Come on, dude.
Channeling his inner Temu.
Oof.
Yeah, so 10-10 in that time for that. And then Jones was like, oh, yeah, I'll trip somebody. Yep. So Jones trips up Gaudreau. At 12:35, your thoughts?
Flying like a kite.
Well, it was weird. Initially, you know, initially they, you might want to check the stats on that, because at one point they had that as, let me check. Yeah.
What Josh, how dare you?
Please, no more. Oh, yes. Good for you, Josh. Oh, yeah. Dude, I support. Oh, I am AJ Strong, and I support that message.
Oh, shut up.
So yeah, it was initially they put it on Braun, and then they gave it to Jones. But that was again, that was Johnny Walker going down easy for me. And then not only that, he would, I mean, just heal one and talk about another guy missing 6x4 tonight. And then to follow that up, Mike Smith ices the puck. This was not Mike Smith's best game. You get called out for chirping. You let the first one you see go by you. You ice the puck. You get called for a penalty. I mean, is this, we know of the Gordie Howe hat trick. Is this like the Mike Smith hat trick that we can do going forward?
You know what? Oh, go ahead, Rocket. I'm sorry.
I think the Mike Smith hat trick probably would be something like you get a penalty. You have to face a penalty shot, and I don't know, you get called for offsides or something.
Oh,
random.
So good.
So crazy. I'm just waiting for him to go like full Patrick Waugh, start skating up with the ice, does a spinorama at center ice and gets called for a penalty. That's probably next thing. But moving onward, 15:45, Evander Kane with yeah, I like our penalty kill. Let's put him out there one more time.
Selfish penalty.
Dumb penalty there. Cross-checking Monahan. It's
blatant.
Like,
blatant.
It's not to use a pun here, but you know, eventually they're going to light up on the power play for the Calgary Flames.
I like how Laurel says we need to make room for Kayla in the shot. We could probably figure that out. I mean, Kayla and Rocket almost the same size.
Yeah.
So
she's a little bit wider than I am.
Yeah. But you're hairier. And getting on.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Richard DeVallos. Oh, you. Yay! Thank you.
Hell no.
Oh my gosh. This is going to get. There's going to be a shorthouse jar and an anti shorthouse jar. And by the end of the season, we get to see which jar has more money in it.
This is. You ain't right, man.
Wait till next week.
That's because DeVallos is a Vancouver fan. Damn you.
And that's right.
And they're coming up in two games. Guess what game I'll be missing over the next two? Hey now. Short house rejected. Denied.
That is so wrong. That is Mayor of Wrongville.
That is the classic Price is Right bet.
Oh, it is. That's so it is.
16:55, Giordano takes an interference call on, what was it, Melker Carlson. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a slight interference, but wow, the refs kind of, you know.
I think we talked about it either on the show or just before we went on. Like, Hurdle got upended early in the game. There was no call. Then Hurdle got away with high sticking one of the Flames. There was no call. For the most part, I thought this game was called pretty well. Now, also, you take into account, you know, the officials had to be on high alert for this game, considering what happened on New Year's Eve. So I think overall, I mean, the Sharks, again, they, you got Hurdle's frustration penalty. You got that. So, uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, Lord. Oh, that's, that doesn't count. No, girlfriends don't count, bro. Yeah, sorry. Right.
Cash is cash, man.
It's,
oh, shit. That's, wow. Okay, so we've
but
got,
nonetheless, nonetheless. Thank you for the donations. They do go out to support the show. Oh, so yeah. Thank
Amanda,
you so much.
Thank you very much.
How dare you? All right, Hurdle on the power play yes. at 18:37 puts this one away 5-2. Hamonic got absolutely destroyed in this game. I'll be interested to see if he plays the next game against, I believe they play Vancouver on Saturday.
Did he get once or twice?
It looks like he went in awkwardly to the post.
Yeah.
And then it was, it looks like, I don't know if a shot came up on him or if a follow through, but, or even if he like kind of pulled something when he was trying to block.
Yeah.
But it did not look good.
Yeah, no. I thought he got hit twice.
Shorthouse fun for the win. Damn you.
Oh, man.
Season's not over yet.
Oh, it's crazier, but.
No, you got any other impressions in your back pocket to whip out in order to get. Oh, hey now. Oh, come on.
Oh, wait for the wraparound. We'll get to that.
Just wait till I put my credit card information in here and. Destroy everybody on
there.
Here.
You go. Well, hey, right.
Yeah. All right. Oh, I like Felix. You know. All right. I got ten. Do I hear 20? I need 20 for the short house. 20 for the short house.
20, 25.
I got 20, 25. 25.
32, 80, 82, 85, 92, 90, 95, 95, 95. Can I get a 98,
30, 93, 33,
and sold to the
high bidder. Shots on goal for this game. 38.
Sold to the man with the crappy ass internet connection. All right.
The shots on goal for tonight, 38-30 in favor of Calgary. Faceoffs, the Flames took it 57-43. Both teams got a power play goal. Sharks went 1-for-3. Flames went 1-for-7, plus gave up a shorthanded goal.
Let's also call into account the case is that the Sharks killed 6-of-7, but they scored a shorthanded. That's almost like going 7-for-7, yeah. Essentially. Right. And you... Again, there was also twice where power plays were truncated by the other team taking a penalty. Mm-hmm. So, again, I really liked Brody's idea that he had a while back where it would be nice if you could augment the, you know, whether it's 1-for-7, 1-for-3 or whatever, if you could also augment that with a like total time on the power play, you know, because it might, if you go, you get 3 power plays, you might not be on the power play for the entire 6 right. minutes. So it'd be a good one. Do I hear 20, Josh?
Oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Anyway. This
is crazy. Anywho. So Hurdle, 3-point night, 2 goals and an assist on the evening. You had Jumbo with an assist. That assist gives him 1,000 points as a member of the San Jose Sharks. Only the second person knew this, the other guy, some guy named playing in Toronto. Jonas Donskoy, 2 assists on the night as well. Evander Kane and 2 goals and an assist. And I thought he almost had the hat trick there right before Hurdle banged in the final tally.
That would have been glorious.
Burnsy with a 3-point night, a goal and 2 assists. Tim Hede, 9:39 time on ice tonight, including 45 on the power play. But Dylan, nearly 19 minutes. Vlasic, nearly 22. Shimmick, 18 minutes tonight. Braun, 24. Burns, 24. Fairly.
Dude, Dylan Gambrell, 5:38.
And I thought he played decent in that 5:38, too.
I thought he played fine, but I got to be honest, I think, like, I don't know, 3 minutes of that 5:38 was played in the first period. And I thought again, I can't say enough good things about the fourth line that to start playing this game. I thought they had a lot of jump. They were playing really smart tonight. So I'm a little shocked by that, to be honest, especially if you're trying to give, you know, you want to build Dylan's confidence, you're going to give him a look. And if you're only playing him 5:38 tonight, do we see Radil back in versus Edmonton on Saturday? Who knows? I think we definitely see, well, I think we'll see Arundel versus Edmonton on Saturday. Do I want to? No, I would. I think you ride Jones. You ride the hot hand, you know.
I don't think it matters. Against the Oilers, I don't think it matters.
Hold on. I believe the Oilers won tonight, so who knows?
Well, yep, we'll get to
that. Tonight, too, though? So, I mean, like, weird things do happen.
Let's talk Martin Jones, guys. 36 of 38 shots.
He's essentially the anti-Gibson since the All-Star break. Oh, man.
But, Rocky, he seemed like he was kind of calm, cool, and control. Yeah, he let in the first one early on, but other than that, he pretty much shut the place down.
No, I agree. And I think a lot of that has to do, again, with the preparation that the team had against this game. They knew what was coming. And if you know that the guys in front of you are good and set up for their opponent, I think that makes you feel a little bit more confident. And it, your confidence bounces back onto them and just becomes this weird, you know, static loop, and you all just hype up and elevate each other to this level of Sharks hockey that we're all aware that they're capable of playing.
Thanks, Felix Discott. Okay, cool. I do like that one. That looks really sick. We might have to be twinsies, AJ.
Everybody digging the new flan?
Yeah.
My only beef about it is I like long-haired. I like long sleeve flannel.
I'm with you though. Yeah.
But either that, but very comfy.
So you like yak fur? Then.
Yes, that's what I'm going for. Right. I'm looking for something in a nice chinchilla. Do you have that?
Something I can brush while I wait. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. So the Sharks win 5-2 over the Flames. They pull within 2 points of Calgary in the division race. We'll recap the whole Western Conference race in just a jiffy. But guys, is it time?
Nope. We got to answer some questions. Do you think we see EK65 for either EDM or Van? If you listen to what Gackle and Kurz are reporting that they're hearing from PDB is that he's supposed to join the team on this trip. Well, you got, you know, 4 more days. So is EK going to fly out tomorrow and meet them in Edmonton? Or did he also look at the weather report, pull a Kurz and say, no, thank you. I'm not going to that cold weather.
I think he's out for a while. I think he's probably nursing something probably a little bit more major than we know about. And it's not getting better.
Well, the Sharks are every other day till Monday, and then they get 3 days off before Washington on Valentine's Day. So maybe it just the Sharks are rolling right now without him.
Yes.
You know, and hey, we won and it didn't go to overtime.
Yes.
Hey now. So you got to appreciate that. So in Edmonton, again, you know, they beat Minnesota tonight 4-1, but you know, Edmonton and Vancouver, I mean, you just beat the Central Division leader and followed that up by beating the Pacific Division leader. I think you can sit EK65 for a couple more games, make sure he's 110% when he comes back, and hopefully that is against Washington on February 14th.
Clark 85, where are all the Jones naysayers now? Laurel, I can see Kayla's butt.
Kayla's fanny's in the background there, y'all. Right up in here. Right up there. Mm-hmm.
Cheryl saying, yeah, but they'll play down at Edmonton. That's the danger.
I don't think so.
Laurel, that's actually really rude. That's actually her head. I'm just saying. Let me see if I can bring her over. Let's go. There you go. See the ear? she didn't even move. Okay. She's out.
She's like, I don't care.
Yeah. I digress.
Just another Randy G. Well, knowing the Sharks and their patterns, they lose to Edmonton and Vancouver in spectacular fashion.
Okay.
Well, aren't you a little ball of sunshine?
Oh, fun.
Spectacular. Okay.
So is it, now it's time, right?
Sure. Okay.
All right.
Oh, yeah. So bend over, grab your ankles. And put on your chapstick, boys and girls. It's time for the NHL reach around.
It's wrap around.
I don't care, man. You know what? I'm going to download this and I'm going to snap that audio out. And that's what we're going with moving forward.
You just use like any sounders. I mean, even make up some scripts, Rocket, and then we'll just go with that. So
have the goddamn common courtesy to give them a reach around.
It's wrap around. And there's plenty of games to get to tonight, including.
Buddy,
it's
2-on-1.
2-on-1.
Yes. Well, I'll let you have the rest of the wrap around if I get this first one.
Does he remember that I have the mute button?
Hurricane 6, Sabres 5. It's been a while, but you could add one more to the population of Paumanville.
I get $5 to get him to stop doing that, please? Anybody?
It's been forever. Let me have it for a moment.
Save it for Paumanville.
I do it better than you do.
Paumanville with his 12th. Jeff Skinner with 2 goals, not enough as Carolina. Josh, I thought you said you didn't have enough money. You had to work with the auto parts. Thanks a lot. All right, 6-5, the final for Carolina over the Sabres. Curtis McElhinney with the win in South Florida. Panthers 3, Penguins 2 in overtime. Matheson with the game-winning goal with under a minute to go in OT. Luongo gets the victory there. Apparently, Bobrovsky and Panarin are headed to Florida. Well, we'll see about that.
Stop it.
Sorry. Who?
Bobrovsky.
Thank you.
And Panarin.
It's for the chat. People in the chat.
That's right.
You got to pay into them.
Islanders 2, Devils 1 in the shootout.
Winning goaltender.
Former Shark, Thomas Greiss.
And the Islanders continue their winning ways, sans John Tavares.
Hey, now. Yes.
Don't see the Islanders having to take a subway. Oh,
thank you. Oh, man.
I say that the people in this chat room are probably some of the most fun, interactive.
This has been such a fun chat tonight.
Absolutely.
All right. Kings. All right. Yeah, donate 10 if you want to see the rest of the shows like this with me and Rocket.
Kings 3, Flyers 2 in a shootout.
Donate 20 if you want it to be just me and Rocket.
you just donate an entire, AOL
kidding.
System.
Kidding.
So, yeah. Anyway. And then when we get the donation, I guess I just drop off.
That comment won the night. What did I say?
I don't know.
I don't know what I said. Okay.
And we're not even drunk.
Exactly. Right. Kings 3, Flyers 2 in a shootout. Wagner and Kempe gets the goals for the Kings. Couturier and Voracek for the Flyers. Quick gets the victory for the Kings.
Hold on. When the hell did the Kings start winning games?
they won like their last two, haven't they?
Yeah, they've been kind of on a roll since they beat the Sharks before Christmas.
Teal Town After Dark, the Pucknologist edition. Hell yeah. All right. Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently I'm getting fired, so I'll make this one quick. Capitals 4, Avalanche 3 in overtime. Kuznetsov with 2 goals gets the game-winning one there. McKinnon, Rantanen, and Wilson, the goals for the Avalanche there. In Montreal, Canadiens 5, Jets 2.
The world is coming to an end. The Jets are on a losing streak.
It's their Wi-Fi.
Oh, wow.
Wait, the Senators won a game? What?
Yeah, 4-0. They played
the Ducks.
Yeah.
John Gibson loses again. Oh. Anders Nilsson with the shutout. Matt Duchene with 2 goals before he gets traded.
Where were you the last time John Gibson made a save?
Oh, man.
The NHL All-Star. No.
What?
No. He made 2 saves on 9 shots. Yeah. Mm. Golden Knights 4, Red Wings 3. Marchessault with 2 goals. Marc-Andre Fleury doing Marc-Andre Fleury things. Jimmy Howard with the loss there. Vanek and Nyquist and Rasmussen for the Wings. Tampa Bay debuting a stealthier jersey than a Sharks stealth jersey.
Oh, my God. Adidas, did you guys like run out of colored thread or something?
The answer is yes.
Man, like, are all the designs being done on monochrome monitors?
I feel for those who are sitting above the Oregon at the Amalie Arena. because good luck trying to find those numbers. 1-0 the final there. St. Louis wins in overtime from Braden Chen's goal at 4:01 of overtime. They're fighting to stay back in the race.
Can we just talk about the elephant in the room?
What about me now? Jeez.
No. The Lightning wore a third jersey and they lost. No, $5 at the we'll get to that. But just saying, the Sharks are not the only team with the third jersey curse, the black jersey curse.
Yes. Speaking of a team that needs a third jersey, Nashville wins in overtime 3-2 over the Dallas Stars. Heiskanen and former Shark Taylor Fadoon with his third. Yes. Wow. Indeed.
Pull that one out.
Right. Ryan Johansson with the overtime winner, 43 seconds in. Saros gets a victory there.
How'd former Shark Mike Hoffman do today?
Did Khudobin throw the net?
Probably after you let in the winning goal. Edmonton 4, Minnesota 1. Draisaitl, Zach Cassian, Darnell Nurse, and Ty Ratty with the goals for the Oilers. Erickson Ek, the lone goal scorer for the Wild.
And it should be noted that Talbot gets the win in this one after having to come in last game in replacement of Koskinen. So things happening. I'm assuming that we're going to see Talbot on Saturday.
Maybe to up his trade value. And in Chicago, Blackhawks 4, and this is for the viewers, Vancouver 3. Elias Pettersson gets his 25th. Biega gets his first. Josh Levo, his 10th. Jonathan Toews with a dirty goal in overtime to wrap it up.
Did we cover the Arizona game?
The Desert Dogs?
Oh,
Desert
yeah, Dogs? Because you said the goaltender's last name from the Blue Jackets. We'll let that go.
Yes.
As we should.
So, looking at the standings now, because now we're kind of getting to that point where San Jose is 2 points behind Calgary. Calgary does have a game in hand, though.
Use your words, Eric.
I'm trying to pull things up here. All right.
Keep your personal problems to yourself.
Porn tabs stay private.
Shut the Vegas at 66 with their win tonight. Calgary has two games in hand on the Knights. So San Jose is getting closer, but they're also opening up a skosh of a gap with San Jose and Vegas there. Minnesota are your wild cards. Vancouver tied in points with St. Louis, but St. Louis has three more games in hand over Vancouver. Colorado at 53, Edmonton at 53, Chicago at 53, the Desert Dogs and the Ducks at 51, and the Kings are at 50. In the East, the Islanders lead the Metropolitan Division at 68 points. Yeah, they really missed John Tavares. Washington at 66, Columbus at 63, Tampa Bay, well, even with that loss, they're still in good shape over Toronto. Montreal, just a point back of the Leafs. Boston at 66, and Pittsburgh at 63 are your wild cards. Carolina, 3 points back for that wild card spot in the East. Buffalo at 59.
Buffalo!
I didn't say it this time.
People make their ass twitch.
Thank you, Rocket. And with that, are we ready for if the playoffs started tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
Like, we're still making notes here.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go to the chat really quick then. So, chat, let me see what you have to say here.
Skylar Greenberg says, I love how Puck Guy did not deny the porn site joke. That means it has to be true.
Oh, God.
Is that it? Or is that just one division?
This is the West.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't I have to do both?
Okay. Give me a moment.
Okay. Well, usually I do.
Okay. I got this. Don't worry. You just calm down, people.
Alex, you upgrade your favorite goaltender if you're going to come back with that. Ooh, that would be good. Thank you. I thought so too. Surprise, surprise, another. Felix Chow, I love how my video held right when Puck I said this is for the viewers. Yeah, of course. What else?
Elias Pettersson. Is that how you
Elias Pettersson.
Elias.
Elias.
Elias. Question for me, which
Elias.
Vertin in phone home.
All right.
Oh.
So wait, is this home and away or away and home?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. You guys
really need to know that too?
Well, usually because I would say, like, you know, Calgary beats St. Louis.
We didn't have enough time to really script all of this.
Yeah. So sorry.
What in the holy hell was that?
My foot is on top of my paper shredder. Yeah. So.
Say let me see.
So Felix, question for Puck Guy, what Chell mode does he play more? I do be a pro career. I also do NHL 3s. I'm usually not on Xbox Live though.
Instrumental so. Porno.
At least he won a Stanley Cup, I kid. Well, give me Sleepy Mofo, Puck Guy's short house impression greater than Puck Guy's ET impression.
All right, pick one.
All right.
So they're still working on it. It was only a joke, Alex. Oh, whatever.
All right.
Here we go. All right. And with that, here's Rocket Backhander.
If the playoffs started tomorrow, Calgary versus St. Louis Blues, Winnipeg Jets versus the Minnesota Wild, it's the Win versus Min. San Jose would beat the holy crap out of the Las Vegas Knights. And Nashville would play Dallas. Over on the other side of the states, Tampa plays Pittsburgh. The New York Islanders, first in the Metro, would be playing Washington. Washington versus the Columbus Blue Jackets. And the biggest ticket on Canadian television, Toronto versus the Montreal Canadiens. That's if the playoffs started tomorrow. Thank
you. Bravo. Yes, fast.
Bravo. Rocket Backhander returning to the West Coast. That's Skylar.
There's people in here.
I can't hear the $5 paid for.
No, I can't hear the music. And then music's a little loud. Oh, jeez, Louise. And in other news, you can't please everyone all the time.
Yes. Oh, all right. So looking into the chat, yeah, I heard Washington twice. I think that was Pittsburgh and the Islanders.
No, it's Islanders versus Boston.
Yeah.
Islanders versus Boston. Okay.
Versus Boston.
And then Washington and Columbus.
Columbus, the Blue
Jackets. Yeah, because Islander, it's, you know, Tampa faces the Tampa faces the bottom wild card, which is Pittsburgh.
Right.
Islanders face the top wild card, Boston. Mm-hmm. And then you stay in division. Toronto, Montreal, Washington, Columbus.
Oh, Toronto, Montreal.
Yeah, that's, like I said, it's going to be the biggest game in Canadian history.
Yeah. Steve asking if I showed off what I got at the Thoroughblades Day at the game last If I had any idea where the hell I put that stuff, I would show it off.
Is it on the Insta?
Yes. So it's there. It's no biggie. It was just, you know, Nabby 8x10 signed, Mark Smith 8x10 signed, Dan Boyle 8x10 signed, and then Johan Hedberg signed a Thoroughblades puck that Steve was nice enough to hand over my way. So good stuff. Good stuff. Mm.
Yeah.
It was weird. They initially had Hannon listed as somebody who was going to be there, but Hedberg took his place.
I would. Just another Randy G. Is everyone here rooting for a Leafs Sharks finals? Either the Sharks or Patty gets the cup.
Yes.
No.
I used to. That was like what Chris Berman had for predictions for Niners and Bills all those years. I was Sharks and Leafs. But now that Patty's over there, no, I that'd be too tough. to deal with.
I have no problem with it.
Nope.
But I think the road to the cup right now, it's pretty obvious it's going through Tampa.
No.
I mean, playoffs are a different animal. We know this. Regular season doesn't matter. Trademark hockey jerk. So we'll see what happens. I mean, the Islanders, dude, yep. Did you see that Islanders Sharks?
Yep.
Oh my Lord.
Christ. The rating, Christ.
The TV ratings for that would be, the ratings for that would be abominable.
Yeah. Oh, Tampa Bay, Winnipeg. There you go. That would be an abominable.
Yeah. That would not be great.
So.
Especially when the games are in Winnipeg, you know, no one can log in.
Oh. Once again, we'd like to apologize to our Winnipeg fans who I invited to watch the last show that came to watch this show. Oh, I'm sorry.
We're just messing, man.
I know. I know.
We goof off from time to time.
You can
so
only watch us in 240p, though.
Oh, hey, now.
Is this a technical joke? I'm sorry.
In case you missed anything or you want to watch this again, please check us out, we hope, at TealTownUSA.com or your favorite podcatcher, whether it's iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and of course, smash that subscribe button, and of course, ring that bell to notify you when we go on the air, whether it's After Dark, whether it's Pucknologists, whether it's one of our fancy interviews that we end up getting here and there tonight.
I'm sorry, Felix. When have you known me to have chill? I'm just saying. Next game, Edmonton. Oh, boy. They are the Forrest Gump of hockey. You never know what you're going to get. Well, they used to be like that. Now you kind of know what you're going to get, and it's not going to be good. As long as you just keep Draisaitl and make David out to the perimeter, you're pretty much got a lock on a great chance to win that game. So, 3-5-2 over their last 10. They don't even have a winning record at home. They have a better record on the road. So,
are
they
even at 500?
Are they at 500? No. No. 24-25-5. So, no. And when AJ has a cold beer in his hand, he has chill. Okay, I'll give you that one.
So that's what's coming up next for the Sharks. That's a 4 p.m. start for a special hockey day in Canada up to our friends in the Great White North. Here it'll be on NBC Sports California and KFOX. And of course, we'll be back here following the game to talk about it and hopefully talk about a fifth straight win. Will EK65 come up to Edmonton? Remains to be seen. But we'll keep you posted on the social. So definitely check us out.
And I look forward to the game on Monday night versus that team in British, that far Western Canadian team that plays up in the Pacific Northwest. I look forward to that game because we're going to see just how much people really love Shorthouse and how much people really don't. Just saying.
The jar is ready.
Rocket, what team do they play on Monday?
Who? The Canucks? What?
Yeah, what city do they play in?
I don't know. Somewhere north of Seattle. Like out in the Pacific Northwest.
I love it when they do that.
rhymes with Manhoover.
Manhoover?
Oh, nice. Damn,
we gotta bring Sean Avery into this. Hey now.
And so, thank you, Richard Devalos.
Wait, isn't he a 20 seconds guy?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I was making sure I had my references straight.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, Devalos. Oh, don't you dare.
Yes. Oh, sleepy mofo. Just watch. Will Dolman scores a hat trick. Yes, of course. No. All right. Well, it's been fun, but we should wrap this thing up. Miss Rocket, it is a great pleasure to see you as always. Again, your final thoughts and where the people can find you.
My final thoughts: this team remains dynamic and unusually deep. I don't really know if that's good or a bad thing, because last I checked, you can still fall into a crevice and die and people will never find you. It just depends on which mountain range you're on. It's true. It can happen.
Which crevice?
I don't know. Philip the crevice? I don't know. It's I have faith in this team, but I'm not 100% sure that they're really telling everybody what they need to know, especially in the Erik Karlsson department. So in that regard, I think it's just better to focus on the team as an entity without Erik Karlsson, and he can just go stuff himself into a hospital bed until he fully heals, because he's just limping along the entire season. Yeah, sorry. My name is Rocket Backhander. You can find me hanging out on Twitter, complaining about people I know nothing about, baseless opinions and speculation, a little bit of creative fan fiction. And I am also the president of the Brendan Dillon Fan Club North American Chapter. You can check me out Twitter. That's rbackhander76, capital R, capital B, little ackhander76. And also a little bit of a photography going on over at Instagram. Right now you're looking at pictures of my feet and different flooring surfaces because I have a day job and it's pretty much just talking about floors. So, AJ.
Hi. AJ underscore strolling on Twitter, on Instagram. There you go. Look for a new Pucknologist soon, sometime over the weekend.
Of course, you can follow me at PuckGuy14 on the Twitter and the Instagram. So we will be back with you on Saturday at 4 p.m. following the Sharks and Oilers at 4 p.m. Holy cow. Oilers, if you want to suck a little more, go for it. Just putting that out there.
Just do it for two more days.
Yeah, totally.
Lose for Hughes.
Yes, lose for Hughes, because you know you'll end up with the number one pick overall with that draft lottery.
No. Ottawa.
No, well, Ottawa is just handing their pick over to Colorado, which is...
Yeah, but that's the funniest part of the whole deal.
They would win the draft lottery and have to turn it over.
Yeah. No, wouldn't that be great, though, if, like, Ottawa went on some ridiculous run? Like the Flyers just did? Like, just ripping off nine rows, wins in a row? That would be bomb.
Like, Josh, I walk back in the room and Rocket's talking about feet pics.
No, it's mostly just floors.
Yeah. Vince Tierney has, like, you know, a 7-goal streak.
Oh, man.
Vince G, a slack for Jack.
All right.
That's a pretty good one. I like that one. All right. So we will see you after the game on Saturday night. And until then, keep it real. Keep it teal. Keep it real teal. Have a great night, everyone. We'll see you on Saturday.